Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
That's right. I'm going to say that until this Easter season is over. Every single homily, just so you don't forget. Children, remember, it's still Easter season. Chocolate. Easter. That's right. 50 days. Okay, I'm moving on now. Today's readings are about how God truly loves humanity, how Jesus Christ has loved us. And we hear this beautiful discourse, this beautiful conversation between Jesus and his apostles at the Last Supper, the Last Supper discourses. And as he is speaking to them, he's sharing with them what love truly is. And it's not the old way of looking at it, love your neighbor as yourself, because there was great imperfection in that. Many people didn't love themselves very well. But he says, I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. To break that down would take hours. How did Jesus Christ love us? How did he manifest that love for humanity when he was here on earth? How did he show us that we and then are called to love others? And it's an incredible challenge that is placed before each and every one of us. Because it's not just a warm, fuzzy love, one that's filled with warm feelings. It's an incredible love. A love that truly seeks the good of the other over their own good. A love that seeks the comfort of the other over their own comfort. The love that seeks the safety of the other over their own safety. And that's what we see in all of his experiences with people in the scriptures. We see his interaction with the centurion, who's not a son of Israel, and the healing of his servant. We see his interactions with the Samaritan woman at the well, who's not a daughter of Israel, and giving her the gift of life and bringing the kingdom of God to her. We see his interactions with the woman caught in adultery. And we just think, isn't it nice he didn't condemn her? He puts his own life on the line to do so. It wasn't a warm, fuzzy feeling of love. It was a love that was willing to risk everything for the good of the other. What an incredible example. And then to the point where he says, love one another as I have loved you. And that's how he's loved us. He's given everything. No greater love does one have than to lay down their life for their friend. You are my friend, and I lay down my life for you. And during this Easter season, we celebrate this incredible love that God has manifested for humanity. That Jesus Christ came into this world to show us how God truly wants to interact with us. How God truly loves us, and how now we are called to love others. Be willing to give our lives for others. And that's challenging. And that challenges each and every one of us in our lives. Parents coming to Mass with their children who move and make noise, and they're like, oh, is it worth it? Yes, it's worth it. Even though sometimes you feel discouraged, or you may feel that you're not getting enough out of it because the children are taking your time or your energy or your attention, you're doing it for the good of another, and you receive special graces for doing that. And it's what God calls you to do in the midst of this moment, this time in your life, your challenge. To be loyal, to be faithful to whatever state in life that you are called into and that you are in. That's an incredible challenge. That's not an easy love. It's a love that calls action, calls from the very depth of character. And that's what this reading is really all about. He's talking to his apostles and he's saying, you have to love others as I have loved you. You have to be willing to put your life on the line for others the way I've put my life on the line for you. You have to be willing to give everything for the building up of the kingdom of God and of the church. This second reading today speaks to us of the incredible joy that we have received through this love that God has given us. And I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth. The old heaven and the old earth had passed away. But where this new heaven and new earth are, well, there's no death. Every tear is wiped away. It is this place of paradise. That when Jesus Christ died on the cross, death died on the cross, and when he rose from the dead, all of us share and participate in that resurrection. For in the fullness of his humanity, he rose from the dead, breaking the bonds of sin and death for all of humanity. And when he enters into heaven, he takes all of us into heaven with him. His humanity calls all of humanity to be one with him. It's an incredible gift that we are celebrating. Today we have the celebration of a baptism, and we have a celebration of First Communion for children. Children who are going to receive the glorified, resurrected body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. We are going to make present how Jesus Christ loved us, gave everything for us, so that he could give himself to us. This place that the second reading speaks of, where God will dwell with man, where human beings will live one with God. And we get a foretaste of that here today at this Mass. A foretaste of the heavenly Jerusalem, where God dwells among people. Because when you receive your first communion, that which maybe, unfortunately, we have started to take for granted because we receive it so frequently. But when you receive your first communion, you are going to receive God, and he is going to dwell among you in a new and definitive way. He is going to come into your life so that God is within you. God dwells among men. God dwells among people. The word among can also be translated as within. That God actually dwells within you and within me. What an incredible thought. And as we become more perfectly that image of the body of Christ, well, then we are called to live as Christ has lived and to love as Christ has loved. And that's a challenge. But it's a challenge we're up to because Jesus Christ does it with us. He gives himself to us so that we can go out and love more like Christ. He fills us with his grace, his love, his mercy, his strength, so that we can go out and strive now to live our lives well. Today in the celebration of baptism, this child is going to become a daughter of God in a new and definitive way. Her relationship with God will be changed for all of eternity. She will become a sister of Jesus Christ. She will be filled with the grace of the Holy Spirit when the oil of chrism is used. What an incredible gift. To love one another as I have loved you. As long as we do this and manifest the very presence of Christ and his love in the world through the celebration of the sacraments, through us living out those sacraments every day of our lives, because a sacrament is not something static that we receive today, it is something we live. Alexa is going to get to live it for the rest of her life. In receiving the body of Christ, we pray that we can become more perfect images of Christ in our world, and we can feel his love and his protection and his peace in our lives. Today, as we celebrate this Eucharist, let us pray for that grace to renew that sense of wonder and awe as we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the resurrected Christ. Let us pray for that grace to go forth then and live and love one another as Jesus Christ has shown and loved us.